Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Last night, Superintendent Lisa Carter sent a note home via email and text to parents throughout our Region 1 area talking about the storm that dropped anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of snow in our area, updating everybody with respect to plans for today. And those plans look like this. Pre-K through 8 schools will start with a three-hour delay. Housatonic School will start as usual for distance learning at 8:30. Now, most announcements in the radio or TV do not allow them to make separate announcements for the elementary schools and Housatonic Valley Regional High School. So the morning announcements show a delayed start. Housatonic families should not become confused by that and should plan to start school at the regularly scheduled time. They're fortunate that, due to early information about the storm, they were able to make the cancellation and delay calls with advanced notification. Given that the weather conditions are not always predictable, they won't be able to give as much notice about all future weather decisions, but be assured that they'll continue to provide information as soon as it's possible to do so, and they thank you in advance for understanding about the times when that's not the case. Their goal remains to keep school open as long as it's safe to do so. On most days, that may mean an early morning call would be necessary. Well, despite the surge, Sharon Hospital reports less than 5 COVID-19 patients. They may be surging, but officials at Sharon Hospital are reporting less than 5 patient cases in the building. The hospital plans to start administering the vaccine this week to high-risk healthcare personnel, those who come face-to-face with patients and other employees. Mark Herko described how the facility, which is part of the New Vance Health System that includes hospitals in eastern New York and western Connecticut, is handling its operations during the pandemic. Elective surgeries are shut down, and those entering the hospital are limited to minimize exposure to staff. Herko said there are probably more than 300 cases of COVID-19 in the entire New Vance Health System, noting that while Sharon was one of the first hospitals to rebound from the spring surge, surgeries took a big hit and there was a large drop-off in emergency department visits. Meanwhile, in Great Barrington, COVID-19 has prompted that town to limit access to town buildings to protect town employees from COVID-19 amid rising case counts across the state. Officials are limiting access to municipal buildings beginning Monday and until further notice. Any visits require appointments, and officials ask that business be conducted online, by mail, or phone whenever possible. According to the statement released yesterday, payments can also be deposited in a drop box outside Town Hall. Claire Teague Senior Center is closed, but can be reached by phone or email. The center continues to provide prepackaged lunch meals and free baked goods for pickup weekdays, as well as transportation assistance. Contact the center a day in advance for assistance. Town libraries are closed for public visits, and borrowing can be arranged online or by phone. Curbside pickup is available at both Mason and Ramsell libraries. Despite comparatively low and dropping COVID-19 case counts in Great Barrington, rising infections across the state and current hospitalizations in Pittsfield have sparked that new policy. In Sharon, voters agreed unanimously to accept a grant from the Small Town Economic Assistance Program at a special town meeting in Sharon. The meeting drew a sparse attendance for its in-person voting participation and to residents only on Zoom. Actions approved at the town meeting were to accept the $125,000 STEEP grant and to appropriate $60,000 from the Capital Non-Recurring Fund to provide the balance required to town matching funds. That fund will improvements made to the town hall parking lot, including drainage and expansion within the space between the town hall and right here at Robinhood Radio. This weekend, Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department will have Santa on a truck, and he'll be visiting homes on Saturday and Sunday between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. The 12 days of Christmas continue throughout January 3rd in West Cornwall. 12 works by local artists tucked into windows throughout downtown West Cornwall. The Wish House has a map for those who want to streamline their visit. The Sheffield Historical Society welcomes the public to their free outdoor COVID safe light display through January 6th. It has trees and wreaths sponsored and decorated by local organizations, businesses, and families. You can stroll around, have to wear a mask and social distance, or view from your car at the Town Hall parking lot. They're located at 159 Main Street, just north of the Mobile Station. Sparkling lights and holiday decorations at the Rojan Historical Society will run through January the 6th in the spirit of the holidays. The Historical Society has lit their traditional tree on the grounds and decorated the museum's charming exterior and windows with wreaths, lights, Santa Claus figures, and garlands. You can even hear a recording of traditional holiday dulcimer music each evening from the museum's porch. It runs through January the 6th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today, 148.83. The NASDAQ at 106.56, and the S&P 500 at 3722.48. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.